Good morning. This is Leading Age DC, Leading Age Maryland, Leading Age Ohio, Leading Age Virginia, Tuesday Stand Up. This morning, Christy Yoski of Health Pro Heritage is going to talk about phase two long-term care rules of participation, burden updates for long-term care providers. I will unmute the lines following the presentation, and you're welcome to ask questions at that time. Good morning, Christy. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Deborah, for inviting me and having me on the call. I know a lot of you out in the field are ready and prepared for rules of participation since phase two started 11/28 of this year. This is really one of the largest scale changes to our long-term care industry since really 1997. I think we've really seen a ton of changes come fast and hard for us in this industry. This is one of the biggest ones. We've survived phase one. Now we're into phase two and phase three. We have at least 2 years to prepare for. That doesn't mean we can wait that long. Phase one and two really gave us a lot of policy, procedure, competency, QAPI assessment types of tools that we needed to implement. So I want to kind of jump right in and talk a little bit about the push for lawmakers to delay phase two. We'll talk about a little bit before some of the delays happen and then what delays truly did happen and what impact does that have on you all in long-term care. So let's get started. So the American Healthcare Association, or AHCA, and Leading Age, they both really urged CMS, or Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, specifically this fall, to push back the next phase of upcoming requirements of participation for us long-term care providers, and that would be phase two. The AHCA called on both House and Senate members to sign letters moving through both chambers, and by October 12th of this year, more than 100 House members had signed that letter that urged CMS and the Department of Health and Human Services to really rethink some of the provisions of the requirements and give those long-term care providers more time to comply with the requirements. We know that phase two requirements started November 28th, and some of you out in the field are already feeling some of those surveys. I know we have a lot of clients out there who've already gone through surveys, some successfully, some unsuccessfully, so we're learning from those as those results come in as well. Part of the letter that was sent to CMS and Department of Health and Human Services talks about recent guidance on this rule issued in really June of this year. It's helpful to us providers, but it really insufficiently allows providers the time to respond to the regulations. And that's really what Leading Age, ACA, and if we look at NASL, the National Association for the Support of Long-Term Care, we're trying to push lawmakers to delay phase two, giving providers enough time to really respond to those regulations and get it right. And this was spearheaded, so you all know, for information by Senator John Hoeven. He's a Republican in North Dakota. In the Senate, and then Representative Jim Renacci in Ohio is also a Republican in the House. So we are seeing that in late August, leading up to this, Leading Age also urged the delay of, as part of comments for the House's Medicare red tape relief project. So a lot of push from our organizations who are in support and lobbying for us as long-term care providers. So now I'm going to move a little bit into the update. So according to NASL, or the National Association for Support of Long-Term Care, they released an email on November 28th. On Friday, November 24th of this year, 2017, CMS did announce that it would give nursing facilities an additional 18 months from the start of phase two, November 28th, 2017, to meet those revised long-term care facility requirements of participation. So I think that was a relief for a lot of long-term care providers. In addition, CMS did unveil a new survey process for those long-term care facilities to really ensure national consistency. Previously, CMS had really announced the civil monetary penalties and other enforcement actions would not be imposed on nursing facilities for those new deficiencies in care cited under the phase two requirements for a year following November 28, 2017, which is the effective date of phase two. So now we're looking at really an 18-month moratorium, which I'll talk about the specific areas that that's going to impact. So facilities that fall short on complying with these phase two rules or requirements of participation during that 18-month transition period, which we're in today, started 11/28, they'll be asked really to invest in staff education and come into compliance as quickly as possible with the new requirements. And those facilities will not face fines or civil monetary penalties. And this is the most important part to note about this entire moratorium for the 18 months. The penalties apply to only 8 areas of nursing home compliance from phase 2. So those areas include number 1, problems related to baseline care plans, number 2, behavioral health services, number 3, sufficient and competent direct care or access to staff behavioral health, number 4, psychotropic medications, number 5, facility assessments, 6, antibiotic stewardship programs, 7, your QAPI or quality assurance and performance improvement program and plan development, and 8, the smoking policies. One important thing to note as well is that this requirement to report reasonable suspicion of a crime under Medicare regulations is not covered by the moratorium. So that is fair game with state surveyors related to abuse and neglect. So additionally, CMS really announced the new unified survey process for long-term care facilities to ensure national competency, which I had stated earlier. CMS will not make updates to the health inspection star rating score on nursing home compare for surveys conducted after November 27, 2017 for 1 year. And this really allows nursing home surveyors to become familiar with the new process, which is different. And CMS will also use the 18-month moratorium to educate surveyors and providers to ensure they understand the health and safety expectations that will be evaluated through the survey process. So that's very controversial right now. If you are a 4 or 5-star survey provider, you're very happy about this because you will keep your 4 or 5-star. If you were a 1 or 2 and you are making drastic gains to improve that, unfortunately right now, your survey star is frozen for a 12-month period at that 1 or 2-star. To address the concerns that serious quality concerns will not be known, CMS will separately flag those nursing facilities to ensure public transparency, and that was reported in a CMS memo released on November 24th. They're going to release a little bit more detailed methodology at a later date on how this star rating will affect providers. So depending on where you land, you have different concerns. If you're already a 4 or 5-star, that's great. You want to keep it. You still need to provide everything there is to a survey to maintain those stars, and we don't have the specifics on how that will change once the 12-month period is over. More than likely, those surveys that happened will still affect your star in the future. You'll just have 12 months to continue to prepare for that. So the other piece of this is that we know that providers are kind of feeling a little bit better about CMS's survey enforcement delay, specifically if you are a 4 or 5-star, those who are 1 or 2. Not so much. So I know that there are a lot of comments out there, and CMS is looking into how do we do this. Will they take a 1 or 2-star and move their star rating if they improve? And if they're a 4 or 5-star, do they stay if they had a poor survey? So I'm not sure of all that right now. It'll just be flagged on Nursing Home Compare at this point. Any quality concerns, they're not necessarily going to report any improvements, which is what a 1 or 2-star would want to see. So we know CMS did not delay when providers should be ready for the new survey process. So the new survey process is in play today, and it has been since 11/28. So that's still November 28th. The limitation on penalties will give providers a chance to really understand, prepare, and comply with some of the most complex and challenging aspects of the new requirements. And that's really a statement from some officials at Leading Age. And then according to our Leading Age president and CEO, Katie Smith Sloan, in late November, she stated that we are pleased that CMS has heard our collective voices on the absolute need for longer lead time to put the new policies and procedures in place to come into full compliance with the new requirements. This is the way they should be phased in, giving nursing homes the opportunity to absorb wide-ranging new requirements, get expert help for implementing them, and thoroughly train their staff. So it is a little bit of a relief, although the phase 2 requirements still need to be in place. It just gives us a little bit more time to work on the craft of the process and the policies and the implementation of those major elements, those major 8 elements that I had stated earlier on the call. So anything related to original survey requirements, so existing survey standards, including phase 1, they still follow the same process. The standard process per CMS. So There will be no moratorium for phase one. It's only the eight elements that I had mentioned for phase two, and I think that's important just to reestablish. So for a few organizations noted that it submitted lengthy documentation about concerns early this year, and the American Healthcare Association and the National Center for Assisted Living also stated the interpretive guidelines and CMP delay is responsive to several of their concerns that they have raised. So I feel as though these organizations who are lobbying for us have felt that their concerns have been heard to reduce some of the long-term care provider burden, but not a lot of it has been relieved. So there's still a major burden on long-term care providers in the way of implementation and new policies and training and education that needs to happen. And what this means for you is that you have some time to fine-tune some of those phase two operations, but they still need to be in place and active and currently happening and taking place. So I know that Leading Age, as well as American Healthcare Association, they do appreciate CMS taking the steps to incorporate the feedback from the providers. And it gives, for the final regulation, it really helps our centers ensure that they can continue their mission of delivering quality care to seniors and individuals with disabilities. And for the Executive Vice President, Cynthia K. Morton, for the National Association for the Support of Long-Term Care, she thinks this move was smart to delay this and give us an 18-month moratorium. By delaying the financial penalties, facilities won't lose precious resources they need to get the requirements into implementation. And that's what Cynthia Morton had said. CMS has not taken the full pressure off providers, which we know, but by delaying the financial penalties, it gives the provider a little less hammer if they are having trouble with any of the implementation. So it's not a full reprieve for long-term care providers. It is some of the pressure off. We should anticipate that our surveyors are alerting the new survey process, and one surveyor in Ohio at two of the buildings we've worked with recently had their surveys on 1128 and 1129. It's good to report that they both had zero deficiencies reported during those surveys, and the surveyors both had stated we're in this together. So that's nice to hear. Although it's still a lot of pressure, it is nice to see that it is truly a learning opportunity for both the provider and the surveyor to work together to make sure that we're providing the quality care that we can for our patients and residents. So with that, Deborah, I am going to have you open it up for any questions that are on the call.
Thank you, Christy. I'm going to unmute the lines and stop the recording.